bring the meeting to order. We have a quorum. Representative Penis moves the minutes.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Representative Penis moves approval of the March 23rd minutes. Any additions or corrections? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion prevails. Minutes are approved. First bill we have up today will be House File 2212. I'll move House File 2212 be recommended to pass and be referred to Ways and Means Committee. If I could, this is a technical bill from the Department of Natural Resources. We have just a couple of provisions in here. I believe that the actually impact on the finance area, and if we could have Mr. Myers or someone from DNR explain.
Mr. Chair, Bob Meyer, Department of Natural Resources. Thank you. The reason this bill is before you deals with the adjustment of the accelerated interest payments, which we're changing from 4% to 4.7%. Previously, the way this was dealt with was taking an average of the interest earned for 3 months at a time and presenting it forward that way.
We'll find that on, I believe it's on page 9.
Yes, Mr. Chair.
And it's actually section 12, I believe. Starting in line 9, going down to line 24.
Mr. Chair, members, the 4% represents the payment that was paid previously to the county auditors. When the program was changed to the electronic licensing system, this money then is paid through to the vendors, and we're raising from 4% to 4.7% to deal with that accelerated interest piece that I just mentioned.
I believe that there's another spot in here somewhere where we have reference to that same thing. I think that's on page 15, section 25. Line 18 to 20, excuse me, starting on line 18, down to 32. That's the same situation?
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Any questions from members? Representative Penis.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. It doesn't change the fee. It's just how you're divvying it up, right? Okay, thank you.
The answer to that on the record?
Can't hear
the headphone.
Yes. Yes, it doesn't change anything. It's just a simpler way of doing the transaction and estimating the amount paid.
Any other questions? Okay, I believe that's the portions that are in this bill that really impact on the finance area. Otherwise, it was a technical bill. It has been heard in policy committee and went to governmental operations. And so we will send it on to Ways and Means. So I'll renew my motion, House File 2220, be recommended to pass, referred to Ways and Means Committee. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion prevails. Those passed. Members, the next item of business that I have is the discussion of the Omnibus Finance Bill. I have a couple of items in your folders that we'd like you to refer to. One of them is a spreadsheet, and the other is an amendment with some draft language. It's identified in the top as 1215, A04-1215. Mr. Reinholtz, if you'd like to maybe go through the spreadsheet.
Mr. Chairman, members, there is a one-page legal size spreadsheet that compares the governor's rec to what is listed as the recommendations from the committee that is drafted to match the proposed language that you also have, the delete all amendment, comparing it to the governor's recommendations. I'll just walk through the spreadsheet, beginning with the Department of Natural Resources. These proposed recommendations for the committee are for the budget reduction, the first change item, $2,266,000 in fiscal year 05, which is the same as the governor's level recommended. For the Forest Industry Competitiveness Initiative, it indicates a general fund reduction of $5,615,000. This was recommended by the governor also. It looks as if it is a reduction of the general fund, but it is matched also by an increase out of the Natural Resources Fund down in the Natural Resources Fund summary area of the department. There's a matching increase in appropriation. In fact, it is a $600,000 more. If you recall, that was the House Bill 2660 that came before the committee and was laid over for consideration. That is included in here. There are three additional general fund reductions come next on the ring dike reduction, and reduction spelled wrong there, excuse me. The Red River Flood Mediation Project is proposed for a reduction of $210,000 in 05, and the Metro Parks Grant is proposed for a reduction of $240,000 in 05. The next item, it was the aggregate inventory proposal by the governor. That was to appropriate dollars to the department to do some studies on the department land, which would increase eventually the funding to the trust fund. That came out of, I believe, the 2467, the state trust land aggregate report bill that came before the committee. Then there are the natural resource items. The NR means Natural Resources Fund. The Forest Industry Competitiveness Initiative, that is the natural resources appropriation component of that program. Then there is the OHV Forest Inventory. This is a recommended appropriation that came out of the Tom Hackbarth's bill related to off-highway vehicles. This is a one-time only appropriation of $400,000 to complete the activity that was started in last year's omnibus bill. The department indicated they would not complete it on time without additional funds. This is providing those funds. The next item is an off-highway vehicle grant in aid increase. This $575,000 is proposed to be added to funding from last year's omnibus bill out of the dedicated off-highway vehicle accounts to bring the grant in aid amount up to a total of $1.1 million in 05. The next item is the snowmobile gas tax study. That was House File 3002 by Representative Gill to study whether the amount of the gas tax being transferred to the snowmobile fund is correct.
Representative Gill.
Thank you. That isn't what the bill was about. It didn't question the gas tax at all. What it questioned is the future management and how we're going to get income in general into the so if someone sees that as a gas tax study, it wouldn't be accurate. It's talking about licensing and potential different methods of licensing or trail permits, and gas tax doesn't say a gas tax in there at all. Mr. Reinhold.
Mr. Chairman, he's correct. We did have that on there. I did have a gas tax study on there, and I indicated I filled that number incorrectly, but I believe the 50,000.
Yeah, that's right. I just don't want somebody to think, Mr. Chairman, that we're restudying the gas tax again. Bringing that issue up.
That's
thank
a good
you.
Because we have it in other identifiers as a use study.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, moving on, the total then for the department general fund reduction is $8,456,000 as compared to what the governor's rec was $7,881,000. But natural resources is increased by $7,240,000 as opposed to the governor's $6,215,000. The statutory and opens are the same between this proposal and the governor's. That would be the summary of the Department of Natural Resources. Moving into the Pollution Control Agency, there are two items. One is the budget reduction from the general fund of $281,000. That is the same amount that the governor recommended, the 3% operating budget reduction in the general fund. The second item is a proposal of $70,000 from the Environmental Fund to fund the impaired waters coordination and a council that's created within the bill. This came out of language that was in House File 1166, which was the 0.25% bill, but contained language on creating of a council for the clean waters coordination. The Board of the Environmental Assistance Office is the next agency. The only change listed there is the budget reduction that is recommended at $132,000 reduction in 05 out of the general fund, the same as the governor. The Board of Water and Soil Resources, the only item is a change item is budget reduction, a reduction of $127,000, the same as the governor's recommendation. On the zoo, the change in the proposal is it's identical to the governor's, a reduction of $197,000 out of the general fund. The summary of the appropriations follows, and you can see that the general fund reduction by this proposal is slightly larger than the governor's. The governor's proposal was $8,618,000 worth of reduction. This proposal is at $9,193,000. The natural resources direct appropriation, the governor was at $6,215,000. This proposal is $7,240,000. And the environmental proposal, $70,000, is to the PCA is only on the House recommendation side. And the statutories are the same. The $50,000 out of the permanent school fund for the aggregate study is the same in both sides. There are some revenue changes driven by the bill. The first one is an administrative penalty order, and that is listed right now as being the same as the governor. Apparently, that is not moving. That was moving separately and has not completely moved through the House, so that may have to be on the House proposal. Unless that is revived, that would move down to zero. The DNR forest industry competitiveness line item, what that is showing is the loss of income to the general fund through the changes in the bill that requested the expenditure and the revenue move from the general fund to the natural resources fund in the House bill. Really a technical movement of dollars there. It's matched by the increase in revenue just below it, titled DNR Forest Industry Competitiveness, where there's an increase of $6,287,000. The net result of all these changes to the general fund on the committee proposal would be a reduction of $3,583,000 as opposed to the governor's $3,008,000 in both years of the in total over the 2 years of the biennium. Mr. Chairman, that would be the summary of the dollars being proposed.
Any questions on the spreadsheet? We're going to we're not taking any action today. This is just to try and get information out to everyone and kind of where we're at. So everything you have presented today is in draft form, and so this may things items may change before we come back tomorrow. And so if you have items of concern that brought to your attention that you want us to try and deal with before we get to committee tomorrow, please bring it to my attention and we'll see what we can do. The if you have any amendments on the omnibus bill to the committee, we need to have those yet today if possible. So try to get that information prepared. Even if we don't have the exact language, we certainly want to know about any proposals that you're going to have, so we can try to figure that into the process. For drafting purposes, we'd prefer to. We have a 24-hour rule. It's not really something I've adhered to, and I don't really intend to start now, but I want you to get those amendments to us as quickly as possible so we can not all of a sudden pile this up on and have suggestions for changes being brought to us and they're not in proper form and difficult to deal with and so forth. So because we're dealing with finance issues, in many cases we have to really make some adjustments and have some ideas and responses with regard to what impacts may occur on the budget. So we need some heads up on changes that you may want to propose. Why don't we go through the We also, tomorrow, we'll have public testimony on the omnibus bill. So that's kind of where we'll, when we get started tomorrow, it'll be on the draft report that we're putting out today, and open that up for public testimony and comment, and then we'll take that into account also as we're putting the bill together in tomorrow. So that's kind of what I have on our agenda, and for now I think we'd like to go through the draft that we have before you, the bill amendment, so you can see the language that we're proposing. And so if anything you see there that you have questions on, please ask them today, and then if there are changes, please get those to our attention as quickly as possible. Yeah, Mr. Reinholz, walk us through that language also. And I think this has been handed out. You also have a memo that's been handed out to you that shows the different bills that have been included, or portions of bills that have been included in this language there. So it gives you a little idea as to what some of our starting language was. Mr. Reinholz.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I'll go through the language section by section and highlight those items that I think where that came from and any concerns you might have. And Mr. Helen will hopefully assist me on any of the language that I'm not quite sure on. But we'll start with section one, is just the standard summary for an appropriations bill. The numbers on here are reflected from the spreadsheet. Moving to page two. Section 2 on line 1 indicates the appropriations to the Pollution Control Agency as matched on the spreadsheet, so I won't go into those. There are the two riders on there indicate the reduction, and then the $70,000 for the Clean Waters Council. Section 3 is just the general reduction to the OEA. Section 4 to the zoo on line 17 is just the across the board, or the 3% reduction. Starting on line 21 is the natural resources appropriation. The numbers are reflected in the spreadsheet. I'll go through some of the riders there just to indicate what they are. The first one on line 26 is related to the forest. What is that? The forest management the bill that's changing the account structure on the forestry rider on page on line 30 is Representative Dill's bill. Rider on line 35 is for the Forest Management Initiative also. That's the appropriation from the Natural Resources Fund. The rider on line 40 approves the use of $600,000 out of the nursery account for the Forest Management Investment Initiative. That was in the bill that came before the committee. Line 51 is the one-time appropriation out of the for the off-highway vehicle trail forest inventory items as reflected in the spreadsheet on page 3 now. Line 10 directs that the commissioner must assign 3 additional trail development specialists to assist off-highway groups with granting aid trail development and trail development related activities. That this rider came out of discussions with the department and is related somewhat to the increase of the funding for those activities, and is going to guarantee that the commissioner puts that new dollars into specific activities. Line 16 is the increase in the granting aid on the off-highway vehicles and indicates which of the different accounts the amounts come out of. Line 28 is related to the proposed reduction in the ring dike program of $125,000. Line 32 is the rider for the reduction in the Red River Mediation Agreement. Line 39 is the reduction to the Met Parks grant as proposed and indicated on the spreadsheet. Line 46 is the 3% general fund reduction that's proposed to the agency. Section 6 on line 53 is the 3% operating reduction to the Board of Water and Soil Resources. That's the end, really, of the appropriations section. Moving into section 7 at the bottom of line, page 3, that's related to the aggregate study. The Representative Cornish's bill appropriates $50 million or $50,000 statutorily for that use. Section 8 is language that is from House File 2597. That was a DNR bill contract that came before the committee. It was referred to as the Contracts and Grants Bill. Moving down to Section 9 on line 29, that it came from House File 2353. I believe that was Representative Tingelstedt's bill on the Facilities Management Account, creating an account as requested by the department for increased tracking of those costs. Moving to page 5. Line 4 is Section 10. It's language that came from House File 2660. That was the Forest Management Initiative. Excuse me, that land language looks like 2660 is, it looks like that language came out of the off-road vehicle. The off-road vehicle account bill. I have the wrong 20.
Which one? 2678.
That was Section 10. The next section, Section 11, is related to the off-highway use of state that also came from that bill. Moving to Section 12, came out of the ATV bill also. That's related to the status of volunteers on the program. Section 13 also came out of that bill. It was some minor changes related to the licensing of off-highway vehicles. Section 14 also came from the Hackbarth ATV bill and made some changes to, as were discussed when the bill came before the committee, on the use on where those the lands in the usable that can be driven and so. Section 15 also came out of that bill and primarily increased the size of the centimeters in the definition of what is a ATV vehicle, up to from 8 to 900. Section 16 also came out of that bill and allowed an extra $5 fee, as indicated on page 9, lines 15 through 17, to be charged related to the safety education. Section 17 is also from the 2678, the ATV bill, changed some of the language relating to the training and the use of the ATVs. As the bill read as it was amended and passed by the committee, or laid over by the committee for inclusion. Section 18 also came out of 2678. Section 19 came out of 2678, making changes on the allowable uses. Moving on to page 12, page 20 also came out of 2678. That was related to the passengers on vehicles, ATV vehicles. Section 21 on line 33 also was a portion of 2678, making one change on page 13 on line 27 as far as allowable uses. Section 26, I believe, was related to the Forest Management Account, the House bill. This creates the new the fund, transfers money and creates a new fund.
Mr. Chair? Did we skip a couple sections, or?
Did I?
I don't know.
Am I going too fast? Did I miss? Excuse me. What did I miss? 22? Section 22. Section 22 on the bottom of line 13 came out of House File 2670, the House Forest Management Account.
Okay.
Section 23 also came out of House File 2660. Section that's the Forest Management Investment Initiative. Section 24 is also related to that. It's the establishing the new fund. There is one. This is establishing the fund within the Natural Resources. It is an account within the Natural Resources Fund. The next section is on page 15, section 25. That came from the ATV bill, the 2678, related to rulemaking. Section 26 is from 2855, the Shoreland Protection Bill. Section 27 is also from that bill, related to water level controls. On page 16, section 28 on line 23 is from House File 2040. That was Representative Olson's bill that the committee laid over for inclusion, possible inclusion in the wastewater treatment technology certification program. Moving on, that continues on 17. The next section is on page 18, line 8. That also came from 2040, the wastewater treatment technology certification program. And moving on to page 19, section 30 also came from that bill on line 16. Moving to page 20, that same section continues on 20. The next section would be on page 21, line 2. I believe that came from Representative Lindgren's bill, the PCA bill. It was really a correction technical bill to some language that was inadvertently drafted last year in the omnibus bill. Page 22, section 32 is on line 20. That also was contained in Representative Lindgren's bill. It was technical corrections. Section 33 on line 28 is related to the creation of the Impaired Waters Coordination and Cooperation in the Council. That language, although it's been modified somewhat, came out of Representative Hackbarth's file 1166, which is the 1/4 1% bill, but contained language on the creation of the Council. On page 23, section 34 is actually the creating the council and setting the requirements for the appointment to the council. It continues down onto page 24, down to line 31. Line 31 also came out of Representative Lindgren's bill 2606. There were technical corrections related to the fund changes that were in the omnibus bill last year. Moving on, that's on page 25 now. Section 36 is on line 26. This language came out of House File 2678, the Representative Hackbarth's ATV bill that the committee was presented to the committee. The next section, page 26, line 36, is the correct naming of the snowmobile use and funding study Representative Dale's bill. The language on that indicating who was members of the study and what the study will focus on is on page 27. Section 38 on line 17 is from House File 2405, Representative Tingelstedt's bill. It was came out of the LCMR. It extends the timelines on past appropriations for some projects in the LCMR. Moving on to line 20, or page 28, next section is on line 5, LCMR Park Study. This language was related to the bill that Representative Knobloch brought before the committee in 1852. I believe during the testimony on that bill, there was a discussion on maybe future study of the issue. This directs the Legislative Commission on Minnesota Resources to continue that study that they had and focus on this issue and bring recommendations to the legislature next session. I believe the next section is repealers. I'm not sure if that repealer is listed here. Maybe perhaps Mr. Helen, are you certain what repealer that is?
Members, that's also part of House File 2040, Representative Olson's bill on wastewater treatment technology. And it's a classification that was in the statutes that's no longer being done by the PCA, so it's being repealed.
Thank you, Mr. Helland. Mr. Chairman, that is a quick walk through section by section of the bill.
Any other questions, members? Any clarifications? Continue group. The tomorrow, I'm planning to. We have this room tomorrow all morning, so if we aren't able to complete everything within the 2 hours, including testimony from the public and then working on the bill, we can continue then past the 10 o'clock hour. So if you'd kind of take note of that so that I think we finished up with the policy committee activities last week, so not having their committee hearings, so we're going to kind of lapse over if needed. So any other business that needs to come before us, any clarifications, questions? Okay. Until tomorrow morning, we are adjourned. Amendments need to come in yet today. Thank you.